Wow. That's us back, huh? That's a year and a half. We're just, I'm gonna pretend that none of the anger or anguish I've got at Brandon for the last fucking 10 minutes happened.
I'm just gonna... I know nothing when you speak of.
So
that's also
back.
Like
so
it's crazy as shit. Not gonna lie.
What? I didn't know what the first sentence should be. I never thought the whole time of what the first sentence should be when we opened up. And I'll just go for it. Why not? Like, wow. It's been a while. It's been a while. How's your day, guys, day going?
Brandon, you can go first.
Good. Can't complain. Working, enjoying life, playing Power Lord, relaxing.
Nice.
I went to the GP.
Oh, you got an appointment? You actually managed to get an appointment and everything?
Yeah, so I had to phone them up at 8 in the morning to try and get an emergency appointment.
Alright, okay. Well, you haven't cough.
So, I've got... I don't even know what the fuck they are. But essentially, like, patches of, like, raw skin all over my legs and, like, the bottom of my stomach.
Fam.
And it physically hurts to move or touch.
Fam, if this is the zombie apocalypse, you're the first of God. And it's not even like a, you got bit, you just got sucker punched.
Yep. Favorite part about it is I spent 8 hours in A&E.
I mean, 8 hours isn't too bad. I spent like 10 solid hours straight sitting, waiting, and even got in. I was like, dude, I don't know what country is. It's like most countries in the world just have a shit A&E.
So yeah, I was sat there for 8 hours. They took me through the back, put me on a bed. And they were like, cool, we're going to draw some blood. I was like, all right, thanks, man. So they drew my blood. And then a guy came and spoke to me. And he was like, is it affecting your crotch? And I was like, no, it's weirdly skipped over that, because it has.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me like, yeah, sure.
He's like, I will show you. You want to see?
And then he walks away. He just left after that.
Bruh.
I was like, oh, he's 100% putting this down as I've got an STD. So... he left.
Hold on, I want to point out that's what I'm titling this episode. I've got an STD.
I've got an STD.
Yeah, they took me through another room, sat there for like 20 minutes. Some girl walks in, and there's another doctor. She walks in, she goes, yeah, your blood work came back clean, so yeah, if you just go home and phone a GP. I'm like, great. So I sat 8 hours in A&E for you to tell me, don't know, phone a GP. Solves, mate.
Bro, that's mad. You know what you should try? Is it like just really dry skin?
No, so like, you know when like you chafe your skin, it's like that raw, like red skin.
Yeah.
It's that, and then that scabs over. But it's like all over my leg, like all over the inside of my thighs. And then like along my stomach where like your waistband would sit.
I wonder if you're allergic to like something you're wearing.
No, so Barry had it briefly, and then I've now got it. So it's definitely some like it's an infection of some sort.
But it's definitely sounding closer to an STD right now.
It's going along those lines.
I think that's the reason he's assuming it's an STD, because I said my partner had it, and then I got it. So he's just gone, STD, cool, don't care. But like I said, I went to the GP today. She had a quick look at it, and she pulled up their notes of my check yesterday. And it, to be fair, it doesn't say I have one. It just very heavily implies it's absolutely an STD.
We're not saying you have one, but
yeah. Well, like I think the exact thing it said was like asked if it was spread to crotch, blah, 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 blah. He says no. No. Yeah, I was like, that's, you could have just said not spread. Like, but you definitely,
he wanted proof, like, though. He wanted you to drop your drawers and get a look at your twinkle dick.
All he had to do was say drop him, and I would have done it. Fuck that guy.
No, you know what he wants you to offer, though? He didn't want to say it. As a dude, he didn't want to come off like that.
No, so no.
He was waiting for you to go, I'll drop my trousers, sir.
I know. It's way more normal. I think it's way more socially acceptable for the doctor to be like, hey, I'm going to need to take a look, than for me to be like, hey, do you want to see it? So yeah, the GP today, she had a quick look at it, and this was after she had looked at the notes he left, and she outright said to me, I don't know why he's put that, that's definitely not an STD of any sort, it doesn't look like any of the, like, I know there's only
your patient zero on a new STD, technically patient one.
But yeah, she was like, oh, there's not, you know, there's only so many STDs it can be, because, you know, there's not a lot.
Yeah. She's
like, looks nothing like any of them. None of them present in this way.
That's bad, man. That's bad.
So she believes it's an infection. They've not done any tests, but I've got a bunch of antibiotics and shit I've got to take now. So yeah, that's how my week's gone so far.
Well, Benji, I highly recommend this cream that Benji's got. It's a goat cream. I'll get him to send me the name of it. It's like 50 and 20 quid, but it's really good for like that dry, patchy skin you get.
Yeah.
He uses it on... Oh, I can't remember what he's got.
Psoriasis?
Yeah, I think that's your dry, patchy skin at elbows, right?
Yeah, it can be, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. Well, it doesn't need to be elbows, but yeah. Yeah, he highly recommends it. It clears up everything on him, and he's his skin is rough. I feel bad for Benji. Benji's fair. Probably got the worst skin in the family, but you know.
Hey-ho. Someone's gonna show pull a short draw.
Didn't need to shade him like that, but
I really did.
I mean,
I really did.
Yeah.
But he didn't have my back in the group WhatsApp. When Jack attacked me, so I really don't give a shit right now.
No, I back you for that. I wouldn't have your back in that chat either.
No, that family group chat is rough.
Yep.
It's we can be like really kind and loving 1 minute, and then all it takes is Jack going, "You're fat," or
I was like, "I, you're on,"
or Benji going, "You've got no fucking hair."
I have one question, and depending on your answer, I know who I think is more likely to be starting shit in that chat.
Mm-hmm.
Is your mom in that chat?
Mother is in the chat, yeah.
Okay, well, I know who I think starts shit in that chat.
Actually, not.
I'm going to say I don't think it's one of the male people.
You got to be Jack.
It is Jack, actually. I think all the shit that starts in there is Jack. Because
I think your mom's ace, but she loves a good just spat.
Oh, looking for the next person to give her ammunition to just fire off.
Yeah, mom will come at you with nothing. You'll still lose.
Yeah. I still remember that day I came over. Was it like Christmas or something? I came over and she was calling us like fucked face and like,
bro, sheesh, it wasn't even Christmas, she just got drunk by herself. I was there for, I can't remember why I had to come over to do something, and she was just shit faced, and I was like, wow, I'm not taking this abuse by myself. Alex, come over. You were there for like 5 minutes before you dipped. You took 5 minutes of the insults I was getting, and you were like, nah, I don't need to be here.
Because you were like, hey man, you should come over, like, say hi to everyone. And I was like, okay, yeah, sure. And then I came over, and she started laying into us, and I was like, oh, this is why he invited me over. Well, I don't need to save her this, like he does. So I'm gonna go.
I'm not gonna lie, it's a bit sleazy on your behalf, Narayan. Just a bit. Just a wee bit.
I'd been viciously attacked for about an hour and a half at that point.
Yeah, I was done. It's funny, I respect it. I respect the move.
It was, yeah. I haven't experienced her that drunk in forever. I think she realized the lesson. Not a big one, but a lesson.
That memory sticks out to me. It's just, yeah, that day, especially like you being like, hey man, you should come over and like say hi to everyone. You know, it's been ages since you've seen the family and stuff. And I was like, okay, sure. Oh, there, fucking walk in the door, and your mom's like, oh, dipshit, to her. I'm like, aw.
I mean, I would just be like, all right, let's see how it is. And so it begins.
There is no hesitation at all anymore. And it's funny because I'll talk to Daniel about the same thing. And whenever I talk to anybody about my mother, I'm like, my best friends are scared of her. Like, they won't approach if they don't need to.
Like, I'm not scared of her. It's more of just like a, if I know if I talk to her for more than 10 minutes, I'm gonna get slammed. And I just,
it doesn't even need to be that though, does it? It's more like a 2-minute intro and then you're fair game.
Yeah. Like, it's funny. Like, the slams she comes out with are funny. But it's like, yeah, there's just some days where you're just like, nah, I'm not dealing with that.
Not in the mood today.
Yeah, it's like, ah, someone else's problem.
Yeah, it gets left to me. Oh, you know what? It's fine. I learned a lot that night. Like, when you know how I can get lost in my laugh? It's very rare now, I feel like. But when I get into, like, a pure giggle fit.
Yeah.
I sound just like my mother. Because the amount of giggle fits she had that night, I was like, fuck, you're the reason I have an ugly-ass giggle fit. Like, damn, fuck you. Why can't we laugh more cooler than this? This is, no.
Wish we could laugh more cooler.
It's not good, man. It's not good.
Pretty bad.
It's Brandon, I just don't think you quite understand how rough it can get. Benji's friends, none of my brother's friends like going around.
Like, she's an expert of shade. Like, yeah. It's impressive.
It 100% is, and you just kind of, there's not much you can do but accept it. Like, you just, yeah.
It's like, alright, yeah. Cool, we're here now, we're doing this, fuck it.
Pretty much, yeah. You just like she'll go in on you, and you're just like, "Yep, this is my life now."
I'm curious how much it affected my relationship with Jack and Benji. Like, cause we insult each other, but there's times where we'll have each other's backs, like to the bitter end in an argument. And it's like, is this just cause Mom started insulting both of us one night, and we had to have each other's back?
This is like your mother's big plan. She's just like turning you into each other. Her master plan and all this.
It'd be a fucking mad plan. Mad plan. honestly. Yeah, fair. Anyways, that was a rant.
That's what we're for.
So, going smoothly back into our podcast. We've been away a while, right? This is, I think, a year and a half in. We haven't replaced Keelan, for anybody listening. He was meant to be back tonight.
No longer with us. What?
Yes.
He's no longer in this part of the world, at the very least.
Yeah, I thought he died. Sorry.
Well, to be fair, he'd been gone months to where he is now, and I didn't know. Forever.
Anyway, I told you.
Because you're a bad friend.
Well, sure, I told you.
Nah, there's no way I would have remembered something like that. Because I remember the conversation I had with him, like, once I'd realized he'd moved, and he was like, yeah, I thought Brandon would have told you. And I was like, no, nobody's told us.
I thought I told you. That's my bad.
But I would also point out... I like that you put the onus on Brandon to tell me.
Yeah. Well, I,
You moved, dude. Yeah. Why is Brandon telling us that?
I mean, like, he told me, like, a month or something before he left. I'm like, right.
Okay. Cool. I love it. It's such a good move. It's such a power play to get someone else to tell your friend, hey, he's actually not here anymore.
Yeah, pretty much.
I have nothing but respect for that power play that was there.
Can't argue with it.
He's gone somewhere I'll never... I'll let him introduce where he's gone, but he's gone somewhere that I don't think I'd ever visit purely for the fucking spiders.
North Korea.
It is fucking North Korea, man. He got a cozy job with Kim... I forgot the rest
of it.
That's it.
You got it.
Yeah. There you go. Alex had my back. So it's been a while, and we didn't really know what we were gonna do with the podcast, and we didn't know if we were gonna ever come back. And then it was actually when I found out Keelan was in where he is now that I was trying to like figure a way of bringing this back. And then I just kind of forgot for a bit that. I was trying to do that, but here we go. Like that was September. Nice. This is January. That goes by the Narayan Coben timescale pretty well.
That's like Nas moment. Forgets about doing shit.
Hey, there's four of us. It didn't always have to be on my own estate.
Yeah, look. I'm just gonna say one thing. What about our anime podcast?
Honestly, it's. It's in the shit pit, mate. It's probably stuck in the shit pit.
You can't
deny
the amount of times I messaged you. You're free tonight, and I just gave up at some stage. I'm like, yeah, we're not free tonight.
In fairness to you, I was probably free that night, but I'd probably not watched the anime. Or I'd probably not read whatever we had to read.
That was one of my favorite things, is like, I'd come over and visit you, Naz, and you'd be like, I need to watch this anime. And I'd be like, oh, why? You'd be like, oh, me and Brandon have got an episode on it. And we're like, oh, when's the episode? And you're like, hour and a half? Well, how long's the anime? 8 hours?
Like 3 hours. Yeah.
I think I can squeeze it in.
Watch it on like three different TVs at the same time.
There was one, I can't remember what anime it was, where you told me you watched like the first four episodes and then just wiped it.
Yeah, I could definitely have done that.
What one was it? I know what one you're on about, because you told me this like after you're like went through the whole episode, you're like talking about the four episodes the whole time, like I was like, how do you enjoy the rest of it? He's like, I'm gonna be honest, I didn't even watch the rest of it, I just watched the first four. I was like, you motherfucker.
I think I saw him the day before, and he mentioned he had to watch it for the podcast.
Yeah.
And he watched like three episodes, and he was like, oh, I can't be bothered with this. You know what? I'm sure I can just bluff it. It's fine.
Exactly. Like, I'm saying he didn't watch anything or recording. He's just like, he just told me, I'm like, I haven't watched it. It's all you. I'm here for the ride.
Look, honestly, I don't know where you got the time, because I did not, like, the time I did have was...
Squeezed in anywhere I could. I'm gonna be real. Squeezed it in anytime I could.
Yeah,
if I had, like, anything 2 minutes free, I was like, squeeze it.
you were taking it way more seriously than I was taking it, because any free minute I had, I was like, I could, but I really don't want to. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. There was no enjoyment in any of the anime doing that. There was how are you meant to enjoy something when you're having to just gorge yourself on it every second?
You don't mind that though. I like a good binge. I personally prefer a good binge of an anime than watching like an episode or two here and there and chilling out. I'd rather just binge something out.
I'll agree. I like to binge at anime, but I don't like to have to force myself to binge it. I like the animes where I watch like the first episode and I'm kind of into it, and then I watch the second episode, and by the third episode you've unconsciously just watched it and you're on track then to finishing. Like, the last one that I had of that was, oh, fuck, the Isekai one. Shit.
Shio Tensei?
Yeah.
That was, like, the last thing we were meant to watch.
Oh, no, but I'm talking about season two.
Oh, I haven't even watched season two yet. I've been hitting up the big one of recent.
Bruv. Oh, my God. I'm presuming that's One Piece. I'm not even gonna...
Yeah, it's One Piece.
I don't know how you've got the audacity and intensity for that.
Yeah, I'm just gonna watch the live show.
Might it.
Alex, that's a smart idea.
The live show's supposed to be pretty... I'll probably watch that at some stage, but I'm, like, just chilling watching One Piece. I watch, like, maybe 4 or 5 episodes a day. Just chill out, relax. Watch a few episodes. That's me. I'm happy. Like, no, like, that's all I need.
I mean, yeah, that's fair. I can't do it.
Do you want to watch some newer stuff, though? Not gonna lie. It's half the reason why I'm trying to get through quicker. So it's like, I want to watch some other stuff. But I know if I don't fucking finish this, I'm not gonna come back to it again.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had that with a few animes recently. There was a really stupid one where he got transferred to another world after dying, and he was a vending machine. And I fucking...
It's not literally I'm reincarnated as a vending machine or something. It's literally just called that.
Yeah, it's literally called that too. And I watched about 3 episodes of it, and I was so confused at how this was greenlit.
Animes, you sit and watch like the first like 5 or 10 episodes, you're like, what am I watching? What am I doing in my life anymore?
There's so many animes.
I'm like, I get like start watching. I'm like, what am I doing here anymore? What is life anymore?
That anime made me realize that I was probably in the right for not caring too hard about each episode of anime to watch, because
yeah,
that there was just awful.
The anime does have its moments where it's just like, this shouldn't have been, this shouldn't exist.
Yeah,
this shouldn't be a thing.
Someone somewhere should be getting questioned about their choices there. So yeah, no, fair. We have an anime podcast.
I completely blame Alex. It's all Alex's fault. He was the stabilizer. Without Alex, we're lost.
I mean, what was Alex gonna do? Force me to watch the anime?
Yes.
Well, no.
No. To be fair, that was Narayan's job.
All Alex had to do was like message your mother to tell you watch it. Problem solved.
My mother would have just taken the piss at him for watching anime.
No, well, that's true. That's very true. That's.
I don't really watch a lot of anime. Like, I have the Crunchyroll thing. I don't use it much.
I don't even remember the last time I've used Crunchyroll. It's been a while. I sporadically
go on to it, and I'm just like, I'll watch an episode of this, and then I watch an episode, and I'm like, cool, not really interested, and then I go and watch something else.
It needs to be good. It does need to be good.
I don't really get into the shows. That's my issue. I tried watching Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh, that's a good one, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I watched like a chunk of it, and then I was like, "Right, I'm bored of this now," and I just haven't gone back.
Fair.
I mean, I get the same way with some animes. Like, very rare I've ever started an anime, watched it, and like gotten bored of it to the stage where I can't watch it anymore.
I think it's because you're younger, man. I'm not gonna lie. I think it's because you're younger. You still got that anime freshness to you.
Yeah, no, just,
I've gone out of it. Like, there's certain animes I know like very popular, like Inuyasha. I tried watching Inuyasha. Like, give it a really good shot. Got like 50 episodes in. I'm like, this just
yeah. You're still in the young, fresh, as far as I'm concerned, man. If you're still considering 50 episodes a small commitment to see if you like it. Boom. Still fresh.
That's a big commitment.
Yeah, I'm doing like 3 episodes, and if I'm not hooked, fuck
yeah, off. I'm with you. Although I did watch a good one on Netflix, the Hero's Tale of Aslan or Arslan, or something like that.
Oh, that's supposed to be pretty good.
The animation was rough on scenes, but the actual story and dialogue was good. The voice acting in English was shit. I'm not going to lie. But
the thing about dub acting, it's very hit or miss. There's no in between.
Yeah, I got it. It's also a small English acting pool for voice acting, I've noticed.
I tried to watch it. I tried to watch Naruto not long ago, actually.
I love Naruto.
From, like, the start?
Yes.
Fuck me.
That's a hard binge.
And yeah, I know it's a long show, but I've, like, seen clips, and, I've, like, from the clips I've seen, I thought, yeah, it looks good.
Really enjoy it. Cool.
So yeah, I pulled it up on Crunchyroll, and I'm like, I'll give it a watch. but I was like, I was doing stuff, and I was like, I'll have it like play in the background, like, and, like, listen to it.
Yeah.
As I do whatever it is I'm doing.
Yeah.
They only have the Japanese version.
Ah, yeah. See, that's the problem with Crunchyroll. I have at times they don't have like the English dub and shit. It's like,
That's insane. How do they not have the English version?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit odd, to be fair.
It's annoying more than anything, I think.
That's fair. We're going into a bit of a weird style. I've started. So, Alex, you watch the Fuckface, listen to the Fuckface podcast.
Yes.
With Jeff Gavin and
Andrew Panton.
That's it. Yep. And you always recommend it to me. I've listened to the first like 10 episodes. I find it really hard to get into the Fuckface podcast.
Really?
And I can't tell why. Like, I don't know what it is. But I recently discovered that Jeff actually does a podcast with Gus.
Yeah,
the ANMA podcast.
Anma, yeah.
I've actually gotten really into it. I'm like 30 episodes deep now. I just listen to it while I'm walking.
Yeah, they go for like coffee at various places all over.
Yeah, and they're just telling like their old school stories and having a laugh. Yeah. And it's just a nice, chill listen. And occasionally Jeff will bring up the Fuckface podcast. Because they've done something or said something, and they're describing how the Rooster Teeth company is now, which sounds really wild to me, because I used to be a big, big fan of Rooster Teeth, and I was a first member for a long time and everything, and I just kind of fell out of it. I know when I fell out of it. But
everyone's kind of the same way with Rooster Teeth. Like, it's one of those things when you're growing up and whatnot, you watch get of, but then like you get a bit older, you kind of don't know if it just got it wasn't as good, or just like your interest kind of just like it just moved away from what was there.
Well, I think what happened to with myself is the big thing came out with Ryan and all that, and that kind of disgusted me. And I just moved away from Rooster Teeth for a while as well. And also Bernie, who was one of my favorites on the podcast, had dipped. And I was just kind of like, I'm going to take a break and I'm going to do something else. And I think I got obsessed with KSI and the Sidemen for a while instead. And then I'm off them now. So I'm just kind of roaming around the world looking for something else to be obsessed about. But it's interesting. Listening to them, I'm like, I really want to get into the Fuckface podcast, especially because I really enjoyed that game you introduced me to, where they were watching
Sloppy Joe's.
Yeah,
Sloppy Joe's Bingo.
Yeah. Maybe it's because I'm drinking wine right now, and I'm like, wishing I had something else to do other than staring at a blank fucking screen.
No, I just think it's like a really funny podcast of like three like relatively smart dudes who are also fucking morons.
I think like what it is, they're so smart they're dumb.
It's the funniest thing ever. Like if you got them, like because you can have like get Gavin for example. Like if you asked him anything about like slow mo or anything like that, he could tell you every single detail about slow motion that. Could ever need to know, But then he also asks the dumbest fucking questions. That was portrayed a lot in the Rooster Teeth podcast. Like with like Gavin or Google's whole situation and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And Jeff and Andrew also just have that exact same
bond kind of thing.
Yeah, like they just do the exact same thing, and it's the funniest thing ever because it's just like it's just listening to these three people talk about how they've accidentally fucked their own life over by just like not doing the easiest, simplest thing that they like at the time were like, I'd probably do this, but oh well. What's the worst that can happen? And then like a week later, the worst happens, and they're like, oh, how could this happen to me?
I think that's what I really loved about Jeff. Was he embodied everything I was doing at that point in my life, which was just kind of drinking and making poor choices in life and living with it. One of my favorite quotes from Gus was just in one of the recent episodes I listened to, and he's talking about how when him and Jeff were young, he said to himself that he's just gonna own it. He's not going to be ashamed of what he's said or done wrong. He's just going to, I did that. And I was like, mad respect. Because I've done and said some shit drunk. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Like, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that.
But I think that's what I respect more about them. Is I'm like, you fucked up and you did it. But you're not going to let it shame you. Like, you fucked up and you said something, but you're owning it. And I respect that. I do respect that. But I'm also talking about Gus and Bernie. Gus and Jeff. Bernie's started a new podcast, too, which I don't know if I told you.
Yeah, no, I saw. I've got him on Instagram, so I saw he started a podcast. I saw that. I was a little annoyed because I was like, fuck you. You left because you didn't want to be like on the internet and like in podcasts and shit anymore.
Yeah. I'm sure that's something he'll end up talking about. Like,
like you ruined a podcast I liked by leaving because you didn't want to be in podcasts anymore. And now you've started a fucking podcast.
I feel like a lot of people do that. Like, oh, I don't like doing this. 10 minutes later, turn around and do the same thing anyway.
Well, I mean, we've just literally been away for like a year and a half.
Look.
How long have we actually been away for?
I don't know.
No. There. The stepping away, nothing to do with me.
No, I think
to do with me. It kind of was like a mutual thing. I think we all just like, I don't know. What happened?
Well, Keelan went to... Everyone was just
like, hey, I want to take a bit of a break. Or, like, people were like, I can't do X, Y, Z right now. And then other people were like, I want to take a break. And I was just kind of there in the middle, like, all right.
I feel like it's more like everyone just got really busy all of a sudden. And just, like... I feel like we're always busy. At least, like, two of us are, like, always away doing something at one stage. And then we just couldn't find a time to do something. And then we just kind of got to the stage where we just forgot about asking if anyone's free. More than a thing, I think.
That was a big thing, and I think the other issue was that just trying to get enough people together was the issue. Which is why, for now, I'm like, every 2 or 3 weeks, we'll record a podcast. And we'll do it bi-weekly instead of every week. Or even every 3 weeks. Because it's fun. Honestly, there's a meme that I saw from this big feminist page that was like girls therapy chatting to each other in the bathroom and guys therapy starting a podcast. It's like, fuck yeah, it is. Fuck you guys. My therapy is coming on, recording my feelings out, letting the world hear them, and then
brushing yourself. Aside.
Your problem now.
Yeah, it's like it's the world's problem now that I have this issue. And nothing's gonna stop me from saying it. Big up feminism. Yeah. You're right.
No, that's fair. Speaking of podcasts, though, I recently I have watched so many videos about, like, the Rogan sphere of podcasts.
The Rogan sphere? Damn.
Yeah. So, like, him, you've got him and, like, the Rogan, what are called, like, the collective that are, like, the Rogan comedy brats. So, it's, like, Bert Kreischer, Tom Segura, Ari Shaffir, oh my god, what is his name? Andrew Schultz, like, that group of people. Yeah. And they all have, like, their own podcasts. So you've got, like, the Rogan Experience. Then you've got Two Bears, One Cave. Then you've got the... whatever Andrew Schultz's one is called. Then you've got, like, Brendan Schaub. He's got his own podcast. Like, they all have their own podcasts.
Yeah.
I've watched so many fucking videos about them and, like, how just shit they all are. And... I'm not gonna lie, I watched Bert Kreischer's comedy specials, found him funny, quite liked it, thought he was entertaining. I've watched so many videos about them, and yeah, he's actually not a funny guy. It's actually, his life is kind of depressing, not gonna lie.
Wow, don't say that to me.
For like people who don't know, he went kind of viral over like Facebook and Instagram and stuff for a story he tells where when he was a teenager, he gets involved with the Russian mafia and he robs a train with them.
Yeah.
Which, clearly made up story. Like, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
The story goes is, like, they come into his train carriage and he didn't know much Russian. And so he just blurted that out. When they say something to him, that's what he says back. He just says, "I am the machine." Yeah. And they thought it was fun. And then it became like a whole thing. And it's like, it clearly didn't actually happen, but it's a funny story.
Yeah.
And he, like, his entire career has been like, "Hey, remember that funny story I told? And now I'm famous. I'm a celebrity now. Remember how I'm famous?" It's just kind of really like embarrassing and cringy.
I saw he came out with something on Netflix, but it's on my to watch list. I've not yet watched it.
I don't mind his comedy specials. I watch, but I think he's come out with two or three now, and I've definitely seen two of them, and I thought they were funny. Just like his podcast itself, like he's very like narcissistic. And also insane, because he makes insane claims. Like, he's on a podcast with Joe Rogan, and he's like, "Oh, I think I could do the, like, out of everyone here, I think I could do the most push-ups."
I see.
And it's like, you're an overweight, like, middle-aged dude, and you're sat next to Joe Rogan, who is a bit of a fucking nut job himself, but credit where it's due, is a fucking fitness, like, athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Bert Kreischer's there like, "Oh, I could do more push-ups than you." Like, no. You're fucking insane.
I would just hope that that's the character that he plays. You know?
No, it's not. No. Because, the other people on the podcast have talked about it and, like, said, like, no, he genuinely believes it. Like, he says it part... Like, he does say it, like, kind of as a joke, but he does also, at the same time, 100% believe that he could.
I don't know. I don't like that.
Yeah, no, neither.
I'm not a fan of that.
No, it's just dumb. And it's like, why? Why are you doing this? And then, yeah, you've got, like, Tom Segura, who, like, I do think he is a genuinely good comedian. The issue he had is... he got stopped going boarding a flight, and they like did a random like search of his, random search for him, and his response was pretty much like, "I'm famous. Do you know who the fuck I am?"
Wow.
And then he made like Twitter posts about it, being like, "Oh, I can't believe they fucking stopped me, Tom Segura. Like, I'm so famous. How could they stop me?"
I fucking that would that.
Yeah.
He's got a reoccurring bit where he talks about how like broke people are and like how that's just a mindset and you need to change your mindset.
I can't be fucked with shit like that.
Yeah.
I really can't.
Absolutely. Like, yeah, hold up. Let me just whip fucking, like, $1 million out of my pocket, back pocket real quick.
Let me get a small loan of $1 million real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's like, I, first off, he's talking like he made himself. Like, daddy.
Who he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a self-made
millionaire bullshit.
If he was a good comedian, I do think he would have made it regardless. But at the same time, like, he definitely had a boost, a big noticeable boost from Joe Rogan. Like,
yeah.
And then you've got, yeah, like, you've got, like, Brendan Schaub, who I don't even know what the fuck he's doing.
Stuff.
He's just not a funny man. Like, I don't know why he was why Rogan was like, you should go into comedy. Like, it's an open, it's not even an open, like, it's not even, like, a secret. No one finds him funny. Like, to the point of, like, even Rogan has made jokes about how unfunny Brendan Schaub is.
Damn. I'm not gonna lie. This is just a bit of a fucking downer. This is...
Oh, and, like, the entire group is just, like... It's like, you know, like, when you're in school, it's, like, that group of kids who, like, think they're really funny and they, like, hype each other up.
Yeah.
And no one else finds them funny.
Yeah.
I know
what you're all about.
That's who they are. It's like they're that group of kids that are like, oh, we're so funny, and they hype each other up, and everyone else is looking at them like, oh, you're so fucking obnoxious. Shut the fuck
it's
up.
Like, it's just like, get out of my fucking face. Get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah, for
please.
5 seconds, can you stop talking? Dear God. That's what the entire group is. Andrew Schultz is another one. I've never personally found him funny. I don't understand the hype behind Andrew Schultz. I think his comedy is just like loud and random is funny. That's all of it. All the clips I've seen of him, that's what it seems to be. Sorry, I've interrupted you twice there. Now it's on you, go.
Nah, it's. I don't understand comedy. Right.
Okay, well that's depressing. Jesus.
What I specifically don't understand about comedy.
What's comedy?
What I specifically don't understand about comedy is certain people that get famous for their jokes, and then their jokes are just shit.
Yes.
I don't understand that, and I'm always confused.
I think that most comedians. Not that they're funny, they're popular. They got popular because they're just have a good attitude or more charismatic, more than they actually have funny people. I think they have presence that make people fucking like feel like it's funny more than they actually are funny, if you get what I mean.
I think they're good at laughing at their own stories and getting people to join in with their charisma that way. Because I was watching Jack Whitehall recently.
Yeah.
And I was in a pretty bad mood to start with, which is why I put him on, because normally I think he's quite a funny guy. But I was in a bad mood, and I was sitting watching his show, and I'm just kind of listening to all this storytelling. It's just story. It's not jokes he's telling. It's storytelling with a bit of humor at the side. And I'm like, I don't think that's funny. I can see why it could be funny, but I'm not laughing right now. I was too dead serious to actually try and enjoy what he was saying and how he was making jokes and things. But I was like, could I do that? And then I questioned it. It was like, could Alex do that? Could we just walk on to a stage and tell one of our one of the stupidest stories that we've ever done? And would people think we're comedians from that? Like, if I told the hungover game story and how I first got drunk and how fucked up I was,
we could do it. Like, physically, yes, we'd be capable of going on a stage and doing it, but I don't think it would do well.
Yeah,
a lot of comedy is like your presence and like your timing and like your charisma and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm curious at what makes that. It's gotta be practice.
It's just some people have like that thing, like they just have the like stage presence and like that thing.
I could see that.
Because, like, for example, like you mentioned the Sidemen earlier. There's Steven Tries. It's like a.
I remember Steven.
He pops up in their videos. I started watching his videos not long ago, just because I think he's a really funny dude. And he briefly he attempted comedy, like stand up and stuff, and he just didn't enjoy it. Like he said he did all right, but it just like it wasn't for him.
And
I just think there's like you just have to have like that thing. I couldn't tell you what it is, but like you just need some like something about
Yeah, it's hard to say what the word is.
I think technically it's charisma, but there's a special moment in when anyone's telling a story that if they've grasped the audience, you can just tell. Like if you walk into a place, they've got it. That's it right there. And it's a very interesting thing, and I'd like to study it to see if there's a method you could do to fake it. Because
all the punchline.
I mean, I'm sure there is a method to fake it. I just think like
I'm generally curious because I'm like I would love to just understand it because it's such a talent that isn't just necessarily great inside of a comedy club. Like if you can storytell and get people on your side anywhere, that's super advantageous to you outside of that as well.
I think like comedy wise it's a lot just it's like your charisma like and I involves like your a lot of like intelligence and like wit.
Because there's different scores of people and how their comedy comes across. Once again, like Jack Whitehill and just Ricky Gervais. Very different sets of style, I'd say, personally. But both very
Ricky Gervais is like no shits given, which I think a lot of people like him because he doesn't really give two shits. He's just like, I'm going to say what I want to say, and if you don't like it, too bad. Which I like.
Fair, yeah. I haven't watched his show. He did a Netflix show that came out with a second season, but the first season was pretty good. His wife had cancer and died, but I really meant to go watch the second season of it. But it's just a very interesting thing, and I'm curious like what makes or breaks that, because it's the same with like YouTube and podcasts and whatnot. I think it's a very What is it that people get interested in?
It's just the charisma. Like you just have to have that thing about you that like people want to see.
That zing.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I don't care about it. I don't know. I'm making more questionable questions.
You're answering your question with the questions.
Yeah, I'm getting very philosophical. Fuck, I can't speak English.
Philosophical?
That's the word. I'm nearly a bottle of wine down.
It's fine.
Well, I might be going out tonight. And I'm like... No, Friday night's karaoke night, right? I love a bit of karaoke. Honestly, some of my favorite memories of getting drunk with Alex is us just singing songs. We're not even doing anything.
I still think about it and laugh about that night. We spent like 6 hours trying to learn the Fast Part and Rap God.
Oh, I think of that quite often. I'm not going to lie.
Let alone rap.
You've also been fairly full at that stage. If you like spent 6 hours trying to learn the rap god.
Yeah,
we got weirdly addicted to stuff like that.
I don't know what it was, but we would like something would come up and we'd be like, "This is now a challenge, and if we don't do it, we're losers."
Yeah.
We must complete the challenge. Long story short,
the challenge is quite impossible.
The challenge is the fun part, though. because I think inside our heads we knew that we were only gonna get so close to the goal, but it came to who's getting closer? Am I gonna fucking? I'm going to beat you. I will be the rap gods.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I knew it would be that as well. Like, there's no part of me that doubted. Like, going into the competition, I knew it would absolutely be like a fuck you, I'm buried sort of situation.
But see, when I'm sober, I couldn't give two shits which one of us is better. But it was the moment the drink came in, the competitiveness came out, and I was like, I'm ready to whoop your ass.
I don't think it's funny. Like, sober, I don't find it funny. Drunk me finds it really funny.
Yeah, and I think it's because we become that inner child again. Because we lose a lot of our inhibitions.
There's been a few things we've done it on. It's like the fucking...
Overcooked. We wanted to get three stars on everything.
Yeah. Overcooked. Laser League, that was another one.
Oh my god.
But that one was funny. That one was quite good.
Laser League was hilarious. It was the shot got fucking messy. It got messy.
Yeah, that did get messy.
But that's all stuff that I think would have been hilarious as well to just kind of watch and enjoy back. Like, just for us to go back and, like, watch the two of ourselves compete against that. Because I know I'm like... The moment it comes to a game that I need to be coordinated on, the alcohol does help me for, like, the first 40 minutes. And then it really doesn't. Especially with Laser League, when you were teleporting through walls at the opposite side. Because you could utilize it so well the first few drinks. And then it's by drink 5 or 6 that you're like, Alex, I've got this. Walk through the wall, instantly die. No chance.
And you would do it.
That's what made it funny. It's like that we would like one of us would like we'd because we both like we'd both be sat there like, oh, that fuck's so drunk. Despite the fact I like we were also drunk. Like I'd be sat there and you'd be like, oh, I'm gonna pull this sick move, and I'd be sat there like, oh, this fucking drunk idiot. And then you try it and it didn't work, and I'd be sat there like, fucking moron, can't believe you thought that would work, the drunk dumbass. And then 2 minutes later I'd be like, right, I got this, I'm gonna pull this sick move, and then I'd like kill myself thing. yeah it's the exact same thing. Yeah, he'd be sat in his seat like, oh, this drunk fuck's not gonna do it, and then I'd kill myself.
Oh god, good memories. Just the only thing I'd change is maybe the speed we were drinking. Because I think it would have been a lot better to just enjoy it. Like, I learned that late when it came to drinking.
I'd agree with Laser League. I think with Overcooked, I think you'd have to leave it. Because I think that's part of what made it so funny.
I agree with you there, yeah.
Yeah, it's the fact that, for every star we didn't get, we had to do a shot.
That was fun.
Which, it made it funny, because, like, the more we lost, the worse we were. So by the end, we were like, oh, we got no stars, do 3 shots, try again. Oh, we got no stars again, do another 3 shots,
Oh, no, what will we do?
Yeah, and, like, there was levels where we'd do it, like, 4 times, and we get, like, 1 star after 4 attempts. And then we'd be like, okay, what? We really got to do this one. And we'd, like, lean forward in our seats to try and do
that. Like, that was a super power-up move. The closer to the TV you were, the more you could see and take in.
But that's a general thing. I mean, the closer you are to the TV, the better you are. That's not nonsense. That's, like, complete factual information right there.
Ryan, he's got a different technique. He's got a stand-up technique.
I do. I don't know what the fuck it is, but standing up is my shit. Like, when I'm getting real, I need to stand up.
I know that now myself from the time I went over for Edinburgh. And when I look at watching TV, and Ryan just sits up and starts watching the TV, like, 3 feet from in front of the TV. He's like, you okay there?
Yeah.
He's like, this is good. It's real good.
That says like, yeah, that says like, I'm locked in, and this is like, we're going, so, we're, something's gonna happen.
It never fucking does.
Me and him have played games for years together, and like, it does make me laugh every now and again, because I'll just hear, right, I'm getting up. I just know he's irritated about something in the game.
It's, I don't know what it is, but the slightest touch puts me off. So I'm like, fuck you, I gotta stand up. Like, if I stand up, nothing can get in my way. And it doesn't help me. It doesn't help me. But it helps me deal with the stress a bit. Like, thinking back to our Halo days at Infected, like, we were playing online with 16 other people, and one of us was turned, and you knew that, like, they were just looking at your screen like, when do I turn on you? Because there was times where you'd be by yourself, and I'd be like looking at your screen, and I'd be like, you know what? Good on him. I'm not going near him. And then there's times you'd be with 8 people. I'm like, fuck this asshole. You left me alone to die. I'm coming for you now. And just straight off Hail Mary it. Like, try and go get you. But damn. Good memories. I was actually talking to Benji about it when he was up at Christmas. And we came up with some of... I don't want to say they were good games, but they made us laugh to the point that they're great memories to us. From
Far Cry Predator?
Yeah!
I don't know, if that wasn't in the list, that'd be a fucking crime.
That game. What a classic.
Just the bullshit maps you'd make, and then you'd bully your brothers into being the fucking predator so we could sit in a tower and snipe them for 40 minutes.
So Far Cry Predator, Brandon, you had one guy that was a beast and the other three were humans, but it wasn't like infected. If you got killed, you were just dead until the predator was killed.
Yes.
And I was really bad for making maps very much lean towards the players. There was a there was a few good maps that were quite even. I remember, I don't know if Alex, you remember.
The tower.
The tower, okay, that was biased. That was fucked up. I'll give you that. It was always impressive. I'll give it to, like, Colin and Jack and Benji. It was always impressive when they jump off the tower and still manage to kill you. I was, hands down, super impressed. Like,
honestly, that's maybe why Jack's so skilled at video games. The ocean situation is
bullied him into being better.
The tower was a map where he made a ring of like a wall of the ground, essentially, right?
Right.
And he put in the center of this ring a little island with a giant tower that had a ladder going up like 20 miles and then a like a lookout box on top with snipers in it, and the players would spawn at the bottom of this ladder. The predator would spawn outside of the ring, and the only way to get inside is you had to climb a ladder, jump on a zip line and zip line into the ring, and then you had to climb all the way up the ladder to get to the people in the tower. And you spawned on the opposite side of the circle from the ladder to get to the zip line in. And so we would climb this ladder. We'd be sat in the tower with snipers just hanging at them every time they tried to get on the zip line.
I just building at that stage.
And that was the game. That's the game we played.
Do you know what it reminds me of? Like old school Modern Warfare 3? Playing like zombies and infected custom lobbies, and you go like the glitch spots, and then they take off the thug knife so you couldn't get killed.
It's honestly exactly what it is, except Narayan made the map.
And then there was like, we played Halo, and there's a map called Run Little Boy Run, which originally was meant to be like a circuit in the sky that you would just drive around and the zombies would like try and kill you. Very simple and easy basic thing. But I think it was Jack that found out if you just drove off the edge, you could land on the island that way fucking down and survive the crash, and you could just hide on the island. And that became the new game, is we would ignore the course, drive off the side, and then it just became a manhunt game.
And my favorite part, my favorite part about it though, is like every time we played that map, whoever the like zombie was would be like, I don't know why, every time we'd be like, oh, they'll play normally this time. And then every time we all drove off the side and land on the island, and after whoever's a zombie would be like, oh, come on, guys. And then the next time, like, a new zombie would be made, and exact same thing. You'd be like, ah, they'll play fairly. Everyone drives off the side. You're like, oh, guys, come on.
The worst thing is, I knew how to fix it. I knew how to edit the map and fix it. But I never did. I enjoyed it too much. Fucking classic. Classic.
It's not looking right. There's a reason why Jack slaps you at Apex now.
Well, the other reason Jack could slap us at Apex is we used to play a game of Modern Warfare 2. The map was Favela. There's a building at the bottom left of the map.
I know.
It was two stories, but there's a couple ways in. But somebody would always go in, and they'd have riot shield on their back, riot shield on their front.
Yeah.
And then everybody else's job was to get the riot shield. That was the goal of the game. So you had three people trying to take out the riot shield guy, and then take out the other persons as well. And sometimes you'd have alliances, which you'd be really annoyed about. And sometimes it would just be a Hail Mary of, fuck, there's so much smoke in there. I can see he's still alive on his part of the screen. I'ma go for it. And you would just run. And it was always chaotic. But it's great memory. I love those memories.
Oh, yeah.
With me, with, like, them old cards are just filled with memory for me, like, playing, like, on party and shit, and just playing them at mate's house and split screen and stuff.
Oh, man, it's so good. But what I find really entertaining is there's times that I don't think we were allowed on the Xbox, so we just did it in real life. We just got our Nerf guns, and we went 2v2, or we would just do stupid shit. I'm honestly impressed that my mom doesn't bully us more. Pardon?
I'm impressed nothing house got broken.
Yeah, I'm also very impressed with that. Well, my Modern Warfare 2 game, that was broken. That was an end of an era.
Like when we did like the Nerf stuff.
Oh yeah, when
I'm
we did the Nerf.
You never broke it.
Yeah. We came up with some mean games. Some really mean games.
I like the one where you, like, tipped over the mattresses on the side in your room at, like, the end of your bed. At the end of your bedroom, like, under the window. You'd, like, tip over the mattress there and, like, build a fortress, and then you'd get, like, the little machine gun Gatling thing you have. And we'd just sit in there, and, like, your brothers would try and storm the room, and we just lay into them.
That was some great games.
I'm seeing a bit of a what's the word frequency in here, a pattern. It's a lot of Narayan and you bullying his brothers.
Hey, we made them better people because of it.
Through a lot of this, it was Jack, Benji, and Conan. There was a lot of teamwork that could have been built from this.
Exactly, you're developing their teamwork skills. It's all good.
We made it fair. It was 3-on-2.
Yeah.
We just happened to always be the team.
It was just a freak accident. Yeah, I get you.
Well, the big machine gun was mine for my birthday. I wasn't gonna let anyone else have it. It was mine.
I wasn't stupid enough to go against it.
Simple conclusion. I mean, the same with like we had the same thing. Like I got this like fucking like Nerf sniper, which I could like outshoot everybody else's Nerf gun. So I'd stay further back and just pick them off.
Mate. Great memories. Great fucking memories.
But kids these days don't understand how good Nerf was back in the day.
Nah, they really don't. Do you remember, Alex, at the park, we would play tag on, like, the stupidest things and the most dangerous things? Like, there was that, like, 2-3-story fucking slide, and we would play tag on it. Yeah. And that there... There was a few times that any of us could have fallen and died. Like, it was... It was definitely risky.
Yeah, there was a few times where, like, yeah, you'd slide me and be like, whoa!
It was what it was. You accepted fate. But it was super dodgy looking back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was an incredibly stupid problem. Like, we never should have been doing that.
Yeah. Absolutely should not have. But it made great memories, and it grew us as people. Like, 5 people on tag on that stupidly tall slide was great fun.
Yeah, it was jokes. It was hilarious.
It's the alcohol talking a little bit here, but it's also, like, soberish. Adults should be able to play tag on something stupid like that.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I mean,
they do have, like, that actual, like... Don't they have, like, a competitive tag? I've seen a TikTok before where they actually have people...
I'm not in the shape to do competitive tag.
Dude, that shit looks nuts. They're, like, hardcore parkour. She's like, what the fuck is this?
I would absolutely play it. It looks ace fun.
It would be awesome, man. But yeah, I think on that note, we're gonna wind up recording. We've been here for 1 hour and 6 minutes.
That's been holy shit.
So yeah. we've got a good first episode, I think, coming back.
Yes. I mean, I'll be honest. I thought we'd talk about Power Worlds, but we didn't really.
Well, I was gonna talk about.
We didn't talk. I mean,
but.
I got Warhammer shit too to talk about. Like, we got plenty of time for that kind of stuff.
We have a lot to talk about. And Keelan messaged me. I don't know if it was on Snapchat or Discord, going, he wants to try to make tomorrow's episode. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. We can bash something out.
Yeah.
Fair. I say that now. I don't know how long I'm going to be out for or how I'm going to be feeling tomorrow. So
I guarantee you will be, like, dead tomorrow morning.
Well, no.
And you'll be like, I can't be asked recording.
We'll see what happens, because I've got to go get clothes on that and leave. I'll probably be leaving at 9:20, so get there 10 o'clock, couple songs and couple drinks, see how it goes. But... I've enjoyed this episode. I think it's been a good episode.
Yeah, I've enjoyed
it. I'm definitely titling it I've Got an STD, because I just think that's great. Great first episode back line right there.
Yeah. That one loyal listener, they'll be like, what?
You can put hyphen Alex in it, or you just put, like, I ain't got an STD.
No, I've got an STD. It could be anybody from this podcast. I want them...
A good point. They actually have to listen to know who it is then.
Yeah.
Smart.
If we've learned anything about the previous podcast, Narayan likes to mislead and title the shitty
things. That picks the fuck out of everybody.
I really should go back and listen to these podcasts. Because I don't remember what I said on any of them.
You said you punch a pregnant lady, Narayan. And then you heavily implied with the blurb that it was me that said it.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a few moments when you said some things were like,
I want to know why I would punch a pregnant lady. I've got to have a reasonable reason.
I can't remember, but you're the only one who said they would, and then you.
I was like, yeah, all people, you.
I need to listen to that episode back and find out the logic. Very aggressive take by myself there. Damn. Doesn't sound like something I'd say, I'd want to say, but who knows? Who knows?
I mean, it does sound like something you'd say, because it's been recorded.
Yeah.
I can scrap that recording quite easily. I thought, do I scrap all these episodes we've got so far?
Yeah.
But no. I think it's a good setup for season... This is season 3 of our podcast, by the way. Season 1 was me and Keelan for 8 episodes over, like, 7 months. And then...
Yeah.
Season 2 was the 70... Oh, how many episodes have we got? 72. We've got a fucking shit ton of episodes. This is the end with 73. We did 73 episodes. And it was last published on August the 7th, 2021. That was insane.
3 years ago.
3 years ago. I know what happened. Keelan went off to do his college stuff. I went to go do my uni stuff. I think you'd also went to go do your college stuff.
Yep.
And so it was kind of a... It just makes sense for us to part ways right now.
I'm like the only one committed to the fucking show.
I get myself available. Hold up here, hold up.
I mean, we probably could have still made something happen. But I don't think we wanted to replace Keelan. And now that this show is just kind of fluid in and out of people.
I mean, I would like to dispute that. Because you're saying you don't think we wanted to replace Keelan. That's what Brandon was for.
That's essentially what he became, yeah.
He literally invited us like, hey, Keelan's fucking off and abandoning us. You want to replace him?
You're in.
We need a token Irishman. It's part of the show.
We need an Irishman, so after the limit, you're in.
So, look, we're going to make a media empire, guys. I'm telling you right now. This is the start of the media empire. And we're going to get some more people to join us. Just so we can sub them out. And sub each other out. And also someone else... So someone else can press record on OBS and set it up.
No, we leave that to you. Because it's good at blame for me and Alex. Like, we can just say, on the range, not the episode. So we don't know how to record shit.
My job. My job is getting you guys to actually commit to a podcast.
Yo. I was ready for today. What the fuck are you on about?
I feel like I've taken that job.
No.
I'm here, and we're prepped. Well, we were not prepped on time for today at all, but
I mean, I got
I was, but
stuck up a bit.
I was.
You were asleep.
I was the first in the call.
I was here before.
At 7 o'clock on this call, ready to press start.
I woke up before 7. 2, Brandon said he couldn't join till about 7:30. I was in the call by 7:30.
You were in the call at 7:30. You were asleep till 7. Because your first message is 7:12. And your Snapchat to me was about the same time. I know.
Because I read Brandon's message that said, hey, I can't get on till 12:30. And I went, cool, I've got time. And then I replied to you because I was like, instead of thinking about it, like, do I have enough time to make food? And then I was like, yeah, I do. So I went and made food.
Well, on that lovely note, with us arguing about the podcasting.
That's his fault.
This is, you know what? Let's just blame Keelan. Why not?
No. Fair enough. Okay, he's not here.
He can't fucking defend himself, alright? He pulled out as well.
I would just like to say, right, this is why me and Ryan are friends, because I have the exact same tactic of being like, they're not here to defend themselves, it's their fault.
It's fair enough. Keelan's fault.
That's why I do it at work. We're like, this box wasn't done, it's Robert's fault. And they'll be like, he doesn't even work here anymore. I'm like, yeah, exactly. He can't defend himself.
You're gonna say nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So, we're gonna leave it on that note. And we'll see if an episode's recorded tomorrow. And if it is, fantastic. We'll have one in the chamber for a backup. But it was lovely being back, and it's nice to be recording. It's nice to be feel worthwhile. I feel like that says a lot, but
that was depressing.
Yeah, that was sort of super depressing.
Got real depressing real quick there.
It was worth a chat and staring at a black screen. I had fun. I had a good time.
I mean, I'm not staring at a black screen.
Well, I'm staring at a fucking black screen.
That's so boring, dude. That's so boring. I'm playing Power World 2.
Fucking goddamn, I should have done something. But
I've literally just going collecting eggs. I've probably got 20 eggs in my inventory right now.
It's like we never stopped recording, because this is what we used to do as well. I would play we would play games, and Orion would sit and like actually pay attention.
Yep. I mean, I used to sometimes have like.
He'd get mad, and he'd be like, "Are you guys playing games?" I'm like, "Yeah."
Yep.
Fuck you both.
I can multitask.
Only 4 eggs. God damn! I got all the eggs hatched.
I got some Jormantide. I got a water Jormantide. Ooh. I got a fire one. I got my.
Oh, we're gonna try and do YouTube, aren't we? That was another thing.
Yeah. I've got my Anubis. I've got my Warsect. I've got a Quivern.
I think they're talking about the game. Some
eggs. Let's see what I got about my egg.
Is this PlayPals or PalPlays or?
Yes.
Pal World.
That's the one.
I got another mile. Yeah.
Right. Well, on that note. Join us on YouTube if you want to see us try and do Pal World. I've got to fix my PC to do it, but we'll get there. And they can introduce me to everything.
I can stream on Twitch straight from my Xbox.
Nice. You know what? That's probably how Alex is going to do it. He's going to just stream. Alex, what's your streaming
channel? I do also have the gaming laptop.
Oh, that's another. I'm going to let you figure out how you're recording that then, because I'm just going to use my PC, I think.
I will probably be mix of both.
So on that note though, I'm gonna love yous and leave yous all and finish recording. So we'll see you next time in 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Just see when the episode comes out, I guess. Best of luck, people. Ciao ciao.